Lunch with Bianca Reznikov, in for Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Literary festivals are a way to connect with like-minded people who enjoy a good book and the creative scene, and who also appreciate the hidden gems in the world of art and theatre. Literature can be lived through different varieties of media: audio, audiovisual, oral, and so on. And it's an expression of culture because it conveys the human knowledge, beliefs, and behaviours. And very importantly, reading great literature exercises the imagination. So inculcating the power of reading in children from a very early age is therefore vital. Taking place today and tomorrow is the second South African Festival of Children's Literature. The vision and mission of this festival is to educate adults and children alike and to celebrate our collective heritage as a country through storytelling. And the festival is hosted by the Heartlands Baby Sanctuary, an NGO situated in Somerset West. And joining us now is the South African Festival of Children's Literature founder, and his name is Daryl David. Welcome to the show, Daryl.
Thank you for having me, and thank you to all your listeners out there for taking the time to tune in.
Daryl, what are your earliest memories of childhood literature? Were there always books around in your home?
My earliest memories, surprisingly, I was one of those non-readers.
Okay.
I came from a family who read. My sister, from a young age, read very thick novels that I was very jealous about. But it never occurred to me, you know, that is something that I wanted to do.
Yes.
But it was the wrong type of books that were in our house.
Interesting.
I've come to realize that I'm more a kind of non-fiction person. Mm. You know, had there been books in the house, you know, about a Graham Pollock and his career,
yes,
or some murder that took place so many years ago, those kind of things may have fascinated me rather than fiction at the time. But I made up for lost ground over those years. And nowadays, you know, I tend to focus almost exclusively on organizing book festivals, and then this South African Festival of Children's Literature has been pure joy.
Tell us a bit about the key objectives of the festival.
Well, the key objective is firstly to get children reading, to,
yes,
get children excited about books. You know, very often at schools, etc., we kill the enjoyment factor for children because everything is didactic.
Yes.
The second idea was to give a stage to the children's authors and the youth literature authors out there in South Africa, because believe it or not, no such festival of its kind existed in South Africa prior to this festival. So if you know the literary scene in South Africa, children's components are always an add-on,
yes,
to the major festivals.
It's true.
And because I organize so many festivals, I realized that this is the gap, and that maybe we had committed an injustice to the children's authors. Because if you want to inculcate reading in children, it can't begin at 18 years, at 24 years old. It's got to start very young. And maybe we've overlooked those children's writers for too long. And not only the children's writers, if we thought children's writers were bad, shame. The poor illustrators, they don't even get a mention, you know, on the books. So that was the second thing. And then the third thing is because I'm a lecturer, a language lecturer, and now in the Faculty of Education, I realized that you know, our training of future teachers is all wrong. We teach them novels that are suitable only for matric level, and we expect those same students to then go back into foundation phase and intermediate phase, etc. And I strongly believe that if we train people right, things will improve in school.
Mm.
And that is those were the three main missions for this festival. And then, of course, the very important mission, the reason why this festival came to be was because I was approached by a person at Heartlands Baby Sanctuary because they need to raise funds. And so they had wanted me to do an online festival, and I said, no, there's enough online festivals nowadays. Let's do something that doesn't exist. And that is how we created what is really a perfect fit for an orphanage, and that is a children's literary festival.
Absolutely. Tell me now, where is the festival taking place? It started today, is that correct?
Yes, it started today, and you missed out one day, so it's going on till Sunday.
Oh,
it goes on. It goes
great.
On to Sunday as well. So
okay.
It's three full days. It takes place at Heartland's Baby Sanctuary, and that is essentially right opposite the Somerset Mall.
Okay,
you'll see a big board over there saying Heartland's Baby Sanctuary, and that is where we are at the moment. But I must say, thanks to my university, the University of the Western Cape, the entire festival is being live streamed. So people just have to go to our Facebook page. They'll find one link. You click on the link and you see everything that we are seeing at present. So, you know, we realize that, you know, children are at school, parents are busy, but we don't want children to miss out. And so that is why the University of the Western Cape has been so kind. It costs a lot of money to do this.
Okay.
And they're live streaming the event.
So just so that the listeners know, it's the festival. The Facebook page is called South African Festival of Children's Literature. Okay, so it's the South African Festival of Children's Literature on Facebook. You can live stream. And what can we expect? I mean, how do you live stream a festival? Are there lectures going on and storytelling and readings? How does it work?
Yes, it's all of the above. So you know, we've got people over here reading from their books. We've got illustrators, well, we haven't had yet, but tomorrow we'll have illustrators giving live demonstration of how they illustrate. And within 20 minutes, they'll show you, you know, what they've illustrated. We've got people telling stories to children. There's going to be, besides all of that, for the first time, we've created a session exclusively for illustrators. Wow. And we've got the top eight illustrators, well, maybe not top, but some of the top eight illustrators, and they're all going to show us their illustrations from the books that they've created, etc. And it's just a joyous moment for everyone. This morning, there were so many schools that sent a few of their children to the festival. There were young children with their parents here. It's been a wonderful morning. We've been really encouraged by the turnout, because you're always worried on the first day, especially a school day. But thankfully, we've had a wonderful day. And I must say, it's not just only talks. We've got jumping castles here. We've got face painting. We've got clay workshops for children to work with clay, which we're holding tomorrow because we know that children can attend. So, you know, we really are catering not only for adults, but predominantly for children. And I insisted that they have candy floss as well. So tomorrow we'll have that as well.
It's not a festival without candy floss, right?
Without candy floss. And you know that wonderful Afrikaans word for candy floss, spook awesome.
Yes.
I mean, whoever created that, you know, they understood candy floss.
Absolutely. But that's actually a good point. Language that you mention and different languages. Is it only English? English books, or is it a variety of diverse books?
It's a diverse collection of books in all languages, and not just English and Afrikaans.
Yes,
we've just come out of a session, one isiZulu book, one isiXhosa book. We've had last year, in our first year, we've had virtually all the languages at this festival, and that is one of the aims as well of the festival, to be truly multilingual, you know. And it's surprising how well it works, because through the generosity of mother tongue speakers in language, they make sure, for instance, that you sort of understand, you know, they code switch between languages so that you're not lost for 20 minutes listening to a language you don't understand.
Exactly.
So And of course, you know, the illustrations are such a joy that people just can follow, you know, the illustrations, the story just from the illustration, you know. And you know, the other thing that people also don't forget about is the first books are picture books,
yes.
You know. And very often we forget that, and we tend to only think that, you know, literature is about writing, but literature begins with pictures. So that is.
It starts off with pictures, and then it slowly transfers into one's mind's eye. You can create, when you have the capacity to create the pictures yourself, I think, once you mature.
Yeah.
My guest is Daryl David. He is the director of the South African Festival of Children's Literature, which is on today, tomorrow, and on Sunday. It's taking place at, just tell us exactly, it's at the Heartlands Baby Sanctuary, which is in Somerset
Heartlands
West.
Babies.
And it's opposite Somerset Mall. And it's for everybody. There's clay, there's spook awesome. It's not just for readers, it's for friends of readers as well. I wanted to ask you just another question before we say goodbye. Is it just for small children, or is this something that ranges in age from birth all the way up to 18? I mean, when are you no longer a child anymore, I'm thinking?
Yeah, you know, the terminology can be misleading, but we want to cover the entire spectrum, and we even want to find those people, you know, the Peter Pans of the world who never grew up. And we've got quite a few 60-year-olds already in the audience, I might as well add. But I just want to add one very important thing that we're trying to do, and it's going to happen next year. And the vision, there's two other major legs to this festival. One is the South African Children's Laureate Award, which we created to coincide with the festival. And this is like your Nobel laureates, because there's no such prize that exists to honor people who have given their entire lives and given so much enjoyment to children. And so we've created this award, and this year we're honoring Marita van der Feyfer and Marguerite Poland, and posthumously we're honoring Chris van Wyk at this year's event. And last year we had, you know, people like Nikki Daly, Gina Mhlophe, Sindiwe Magona, and Philip DeVos. So that is also something that is a big part of the festival. But the grander vision, for people who know me, they'll know that I created the Booktown in Richmond.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is we're going to now create the world's second children's Booktown in a town called Hofmeyr in the Eastern Cape.
Wow.
Hofmeyr is about 50 kilometers from Craddock. And what we're going to do is we are going to theme this entire town around children's literature. And so what we plan to do is we plan to create murals throughout the town, revive a dying town through the Booktown phenomenon. And all our murals will be based on illustrations that come from the great works of literature, and not only throughout the world, but also from our South African authors. We're very excited about this.
Well, we'll have to have you on again once you've achieved that. It sounds completely enchanting. So I look forward to talking to you again on the show, or Pippa will speak to you about that wonderful project that you've got in the running. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. And just again, it's Heartlands Baby Sanctuary, situated in Somerset West. And you can also go onto the Facebook page and look for SA Festival of Children's Literature. Thank you so much, Daryl, and thank you for the wonderful work you do for children's literacy.
No, thank you so much for the interest, and thank you for having me and giving us this platform. Thanks a lot.
Okay, great. See you soon.